From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Social media and tech companies are under a lot of pressure this election season to fight misinformation. But rather than become fact-checkers or arbiters of truth themselves, several have just restricted or banned altogether political ads. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on how that's affecting campaigns.
Individual companies are experimenting to see what policies work for political ads. This year, Google started limiting micro-targeting after complaints that some political messages were getting shared with just a handful of people. Julia Ager is president of digital consulting firm Sapphire Strategies.
So previously, you could go into Google and target a specific group of folks. For example, people who have visited your website before.
Or people who maybe fit into a narrow demographic category. Smaller campaigns used that feature to avoid spending money advertising to people unlikely to vote for them. Lucy Caldwell ran digital strategy for Joe Walsh, who briefly waged a primary challenge to President Trump. She says Google's changes now limit the ability of campaigns to say,
hey, go advertise to folks who look like this, who are Republicans between 25 and 35. And that definitely disproportionately affects small campaigns because there are currently still all these workarounds to getting at that audience.
Like blanketing a bigger area with an online campaign or buying targeted TV or streaming ads, which are all more expensive, giving the advantage to deep-pocketed candidates, especially in local races. Other platforms, like Twitter, are blocking political ads altogether, pushing those ad dollars to other sites. Tim Lim is CEO of Lim Consulting Services. He says right now,
it's the Highlander of political ads, which is an awful analogy, but yes.
Actually, it's kind of a great analogy.
There can be only one.
In the movie and TV show, when you knock out one contender, their power, in this case money, goes to the challenger left standing. Julia Ager at Sapphire Strategies says that's what's happening now that Spotify has banned political ads.
You'll see that budget and those ads flow elsewhere, for example, to places like Pandora or other digital streaming services.
At least until those platforms decide political ads are more trouble than they're worth. Tim Lim again.
Really, everyone's just tense at this point.
Tense, but employed. After all, somebody has to keep track of all of these changes for the campaigns. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.